There's a worldwide movement that's growing like bindweed through the rotting flowerbed of industrial greed. Through the hardened ground of this corporate winter, there's an unexpected item in the bagging area. Cultivated Cuban allotment plots, landless peasants of the Amazon basin, rooftop gardens of Colombian slums, millions and millions of Indian peasantry seizing back land and with it democracy. No WTO, no GMO, no to Monsanto and biotechnology. Unlicensed restaurants of New York City, clandestine markets of central Italy. This is biopiracy in the right direction. Counterinsurgency seeds breed from the plottings of guerrilla gardeners that seek to weave a green mosaic into the fabric of this concrete metropolis, whose pockets of growth seized and squatted turn towns into edible landscapes. This is a staff announcement. This process, food for thought's got us thinking globally, and so we start to eat locally. We will be free range again, not battery humans, but locavores. McWorkers of the world, unite. We have nothing to lose but our chain stores. What's underground will come to fruition if we water the seeds of our own ambition. The revolution will not be microwaved, because eating is an ecological action, and that makes our plates political. So we'll eat the change that we wish to see, one meal at a time. That was Texas Chainsaw Massacre. My name is Pete the Temp, here at Tipping Point Conference in Newcastle, and that is part of a stage show called Pete the Temp versus Climate Change, and you can find out about that at petethetemp.co.uk. Goodbye.